Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Amy's morning corny in about 2 minutes. First, though, she has a mom tip for us. And what is this about?
Well, I have permanent marker put on a whiteboard and keys of a keyboard by my children recently.
Why permanent marker on a whiteboard?
Well, I think they thought it was dry erase marker, and it wasn't. It was a Sharpie.
Oh,
this is common.
Yeah. You know, it happens. Yeah.
But I feel like Eddie meant for him, not for kids.
I meant for my kids.
So I was trying to figure out how am I going to get this removed, and I saw a tip that you just spray perfume on it. Even just like go, if you've got like a cheap perfume in your house that you don't mind wasting, you just spray it and then wipe it right off.
Wow,
and I did it and
it
worked.
What does perfume have in it?
I don't know, but something in it, it worked. I went and got a cheap bottle of perfume that I had, squirt, squirt, keys are, it's taken off the keyboard and it's taken off the whiteboard. I started to want to test it out on this white coffee table that I have. But
now she's just writing on stuff to see if it'll wipe off.
But I'm too scared to do that, so don't test it out. But if you have permanent marker on something, try adding perfume to it and wiping it away.
That's a good mom tip.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. All right, let's do the joke.
The morning corny.
Where does Sir Lancelot go to party?
Where does Sir Lancelot go to party?
A nightclub.
Pretty good. K-N-I-G-H.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was the morning corny.
All right, so we told Morgan number two, who's 28, to go watch Back to the Future because she'd never seen it. And we had an unsuccessful Seinfeld experiment. She watched Seinfeld and she was like, it's not that funny anymore. Fair. I just don't think there's any way to miss with Michael J. Fox and Back to the Future.
Come on.
So, you watched it how?
I had to rent it on Amazon.
Okay.
It wasn't anywhere else to watch.
Like $3 or something?
Yeah, $3.
You need me to reimburse you or are you cool?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. If I hated it, then yeah.
I get pulled into HR because I'm making people pay for content.
Yeah, she can do that on an expense report, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. So you watch Back to the Future.
I did.
Was it long?
It's an hour, like 17 minutes.
That's the greatest movie link. I didn't even realize it was the perfect movie link.
That's cool.
High expectations. What'd you think?
Okay, well, am I past spoiler part? Like, is it old enough that I can spoil something?
It's from, like, 85, I think.
That's a good question to ask. I'm going to say yes, and we're also warning people.
that a Back to the Future spoiler is coming here.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So when I watched it, listen, I was really into it. I really enjoyed it. But something kept bothering me. There's a little bit of incest that happens during the show
mom.
With mom and him. And it took me a while to get over it. I was like, he just kissed his mom. Like, I know he's not, she doesn't know and whatever. But
he didn't quite kiss his mom. She kissed him.
Right, he didn't want to.
He didn't want that.
No,
and
but
she also didn't know it was her son because it was in the past.
Yes, but he knew it was coming. He knew that she had the hots for him. He kept saying it. Mm-hmm. So that part, like, it irked me a little bit. But I got over it because it was so good.
Right? Yeah. Yay. Yay. All right, what do you rate Back to the Future?
I would give it 4 out of 5 DeLoreans.
It's good. Yes. Solid rating for something so old.
And I will say that at the end, as soon as they're like, you know, where we're going, we don't need any. And he makes the big line. I was like, I want to watch the second one.
Yeah, second one's good too.
It's
good. Back to the Future came out in 1985. Yeah. Like, I wasn't even old enough to really watch it and understand it then. I guess we watched it years later.
Mm-hmm.
But Back to the Future gets a thumbs up. Seinfeld gets a thumbs down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can, if you ever watch Back to the Future 2, just let us know. I'm not going to assign that to you, but I am going to assign something else to you.
Oh.
And you have 2 weeks.
Okay.
If you want to take the challenge. If you've seen it, though, don't. Have you ever seen The Karate Kid?
The original.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that I've seen parts, but I have not seen it all the way through, no.
Okay. Your next challenge, if you choose to accept it, is The Karate Kid from 1984.
Oh, we're even going back one more year.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll accept it.
Okay. 2 weeks from today, Mike, we'll check with her. Morgan number two will watch The Karate Kid. What's The Karate Kid's review on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's got to be the most, right?
89? Okay.
That's
pretty good.
What was Back to the Future review?
96. Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
Okay. I think you'll like The Karate Kid, but sometimes they're so dated that it's tough to really enjoy because it's just wildly old.
I will say, too, like, watching Back to the Future is funny because all of, like, the jeans are coming back in style right now. So some of the things he was wearing, I'm like, oh, we're wearing that right now.
Marvin.
Marvin Berry. Yes.
Do you get that reference?
Yes.
It's your brother.
Cousin.
Cousin, yeah. I haven't watched it in a long time. Marvin Berry. Okay, good job. Coming up at the top of the hour, so 25 minutes or so, what artist won thousands and thousands of dollars in Vegas gambling?
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So about 25 minutes from that story.
But is this one of those, the rich get richer?
Of course.
I would say the new money that's starting to be kind of rich gets richer.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go. But all that aside, Amy may have been scammed again. So walk us through what happened to you.
So I was at the gas station and I put my credit card in and it says error. So then I wait a second, clear the pad, press all the buttons, put it back in again. And it seemed as though it accepted it and I was able to pump gas. So filled up my car, put the cap on, got in my car, drove away. Then the gas station attendant comes after me. Like, there was a couple of, like, line of cars, so still in the parking lot, but she's running after me like, you didn't pay for gas. Like, I stole gas. I was like, I paid for gas, put my credit card in the machine. Seemed like it was working. And she said, no, I'm going to need to run it manually inside. So I gave her my card, and she went inside and ran it, and she brought it back out to me. And when I went home and was telling my family about this, everyone was like, she took your, you didn't go, you didn't go with her. She took your card. And they just kind of thought that possibly maybe my information was taken down and it was a way to get my card.
When I buy gas, I always use the credit card.
Yeah.
But does the gas pump work if you don't? Because I don't think it does.
That's what
I'm saying. It worked. But
like, I trust that she did. I trust her. I don't even know who it was.
Me neither.
But for some reason, I trust her and she came running out as public, you know?
I'm starting to wonder, though. No, my family is all in my head that, like, I mean, she had on a yellow shirt. But, like, did she have a name tag?
I would just check and make sure you didn't get double charged.
Right.
I don't think it was anyone that saw you. They'd have to know it wasn't working. They had to work behind the counter and see the buttons. And I would just check and make sure you didn't get double charged for that gas.
Yeah, no, I'm monitoring it. So far, I just have a charge for the gas. But I guess their thing was that it was a way to get my card and write down the information and maybe start charging things to it later.
Well, you went third level.
I know. I didn't think. I just thought it was bizarre that I was able to fill up. But they were like, well, maybe this is a thing they do. And they switch the button to where you can fill up but they know you had problems, so they believe it when you when they run after you and say, oh, it didn't work, your card didn't charge.
I just think because they showed you their face, that wouldn't be a thing.
I know.
Did Amy get scammed? I go, no, I think it was a malfunction of the gas pump and that she still might get double charged, but I don't think that a human is trying to take her money. Kay. Eddie?
Yeah, at first I thought she was being scammed, but now I think she's just being paranoid. I think you're good, Amy. Just check the credit card history or what's going on now.
Lunchbox? Right. Ooh, I think she got scammed. Oh. And I think the woman wrote down her credit card number and is going to try to buy things later.
Okay. Well, 2-1.
Okay, you posted.
The whole credit card thing is so weird, though. We went to dinner a couple nights ago, and I've been saying this for years. Everyone says, protect your identity. Hide your credit card numbers. Make sure they don't know your birthday. And la la. You're like, got it. I'm being vigilant about nobody getting my private information. Heck, they put a little over the credit card machine now. There's a little like cover so people can't see you type your PIN. We're locked down. Except at the end of dinner, you just hand some random person your credit card. They take it back to a dark room and do whatever they want with it.
Right. So
they take the credit card anywhere they want. They can pull their phone out, take pictures of both sides, and go and rip it up on Amazon.
But we trust them for some reason.
Well, there's that. And then also, I'll call to order something online, and I just read all my info over the phone to someone. And they're like, okay, got it. Take it down. Like, we ordered food from, like, the actual restaurant. Didn't do Postmates or whatever, anything. And I call, and they took my credit card over the phone, and I thought, well, they just wrote that down on a piece of paper, and they're going to run that.
And they have
and there it is.
Your CVV code or whatever that is.
Yeah.
You don't even know what to do. And then they're like, don't click a link. And then our company sends us an email with the link. And they're like, click the link for a free gift card. And I'm like, well, that's a scam. And then you guys are all like, we got a free gift card.
Well, it wasn't a scam.
This is why everybody's getting scammed. It's so confusing.
I know.
We don't know what to do. Let me talk to Danielle, who is on the phone right now. Danielle, welcome to the show. What would you like to say?
Hello. So we have a debate in our house between all of our siblings. And the debate is between, like, what's weird with your spouse. So my husband is, like, kind of rough and tough kind of guy, works outside in the garage and stuff. But I will, like, cut his toenails for him because it's odd, but he's just not flexible and he can't reach them. So I do it for him. And I don't have a problem with it. But my sister says it's the most disgusting thing she's ever heard of. Mm-hmm. But then she says if her husband takes too long in the restroom, she will go in and sit on his lap.
What? Cool. Okay, that's weird.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of.
Okay, would you like us to pick which one we think is worse?
What?
Because I think it's an easy winner.
Wait, is it like, does that help things, or she's trying to annoy him so he'll hurry up? Like,
she's not annoying him. She just says, like, I guess she misses him, and I was like, there's no way to do this. She's like, it happens. It happens often enough that they call it a lap chat. What?
A lap chat?
This is terrible.
That was
I don't
the worst.
Even like to go, if I'm hitting up the two, I don't even like to go in the bathroom near Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
I will go across to a different bathroom in the house, just trying to save some sort of romance, right?
Yeah.
I cannot. If I was in there and she walked in and sat on my lap,
dude, get out of here.
And had a chat with you.
What is it? A
I thought it was like a way of like helping him along.
It's like a new podcast, lap chat.
But just because she misses him, they weird. Might have some attachment.
No, both
issues.
Are bad though. Helping him along and missing him.
Well, helping him along is way better.
Okay, which is more the gross one's the second one, right?
Oh, yeah, clip the toenails all day long. That is fine.
The quirky thing that your spouse does. Let's go quick with this. I'm going to go first. Caitlin can hear a song once and memorize every word.
Hmm.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, she can also, you can say a word to her, and then she can spell it backward, like no problem. She has something happening in her brain that I don't even understand. And, you know, I'm as nerdy and quirky, and I mean, that's kind of my vibe. But and she's not nerdy, but she just spell stuff backward, can memorize every. It's crazy. And sometimes it's annoying because I know that she will quote me from something weeks ago, and she's like, "Well, you said this," and I'm like, "I would never say." But I'm like, "Oh man, she remembers everything." So I probably did. Yeah. Amy.
Mine is that I guess I have to act interested when things go on and on. If I happen to ask a question about the weather, clouds, airplanes, or drones, and then it goes into this whole 30-minute explanation and ordeal, and I just have to...
Because he's a pilot, you avoid everything about sky.
Basically.
She didn't even look up.
I'm like, or...
looks at the ground the whole
that's
time.
That's a thing we have to do every time we're outside. If a plane flies over, we have to stop and look up and point at the plane like we are 5 years old.
Hey, Morgan, let me ask you about your boyfriend. Because you don't share a lot, and you don't have to share here, but what's a quirk he has?
I mean, he likes to shadow box in the mirror every night before we go to bed.
Funny.
And I just kind of like let it happen, but it happens every single night for at least like 2 or 3 minutes. He just shadow boxes in front of the mirror.
Maybe I should do that.
Like,
I don't even think it's weird. I think it's cool. I'm like, wow, that'll be awesome. Okay, we're going to get to that. Which artist won the big bucks in Vegas coming up in a second in the news? Tell me something good on the way. And you guys can also hit us up with calls 877-77-BOBBY. Ooh, I see a call I need to take real quick if they can put it on hold. Amy, will you, Ray, will you grab line 3 as soon as she gets that on hold? I know she can just put it on unscreened. Yeah. John in Missouri. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I was just calling to kind of say something about the gas card or the
Amy being scammed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you think?
Well, we only operate 16 convenience stations. If that pump already engaged and she was getting gas, she better call and cancel that credit card.
So you think
no reason for anybody? Yeah, there's no reason for anybody to take her credit card once the pump is on and operating.
Have you heard of this scam before?
I have not, but I know that a sort of kind of scam like this has happened before because my wife runs she's over 3 banks. And this type of stuff is happening more often where people are calling to cancel cards because this game comes in at a later date. Mm.
Well, thank you for that. I was feeling pretty good. We had moved on.
Yeah.
Now we're going to watch Amy's account. Give me your account login. I'll pay it. I'll watch it. I'll watch over it. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, John. We appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. Best of luck, guys.
All right. Thank you. See you later. Appreciate that. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Lainey Wilson was a big winner at the ACM Awards this week, and she's ready for what the future holds.
They do say it's a 10-year town, and dang it, if Things a Man Ought to Know didn't go number one like almost 10 years and a month to the date. I don't know what this next year is going to look like, but if it feels anything like this, I think I'm freaking ready. Let's go!
Carrie Underwood shared her excitement for Miranda Lambert winning Entertainer of the Year at the ACMs.
Miranda's long overdue, so I couldn't be more proud of her as a sister in this genre of music.
Kacey Musgraves talked about being influenced by some women legends in country music.
I look at people like Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton, songwriters who were sassy and beautiful and also intelligent and humorous. They inspired me, and if I can be at all any part of that in carrying that on, that's just the icing on the cake for me, and I feel like I've done my job.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Shelby Ashen is a 5th grader sitting in the cafeteria with her friends eating some cheese and crackers, probably gossiping like, oh, look at Jimmy's outfit. Why is he wearing that? When all of a sudden, cheese and cracker got stuck in her throat. She starts, she's banging on the table. Luckily, Danielle, who works there, has been working there for 26 years, runs over, Heimlich saves her. And that's not the first time. In 2014, she saved a 4th grader.
Wow. Woo-hoo!
I wonder, did you paint a girl as a villain talking bad about Jimmy's outfit just completely out of your own, like...
Well, I figured she was gossiping with the girls. You know, that's what 5th graders do. They sit with their girlfriends. They talk about the boys and...
Really maybe they were studying or something.
Yeah, maybe they were talking about church. Yeah. I just felt grade. Like you going, yeah. Look at Jimmy's outfit. Can you believe he's wearing that? It made her kind of a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea.
Yeah, you have no idea. She's just a kid living kid life.
I didn't think he was a villain to talk about someone's outfit.
He was trying to make a good story. A villain,
yeah.
A hero.
Maybe even like, ain't Jimmy so cute?
Well, I didn't know a 5th grader. I didn't want to paint her.
Yeah, 5th graders, Lunchbox, surely you had a girlfriend in the 5th grade.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know it.
Okay.
Why do you say it like that?
I mean, your boy was popular with the ladies.
Well, how old were you when you got your first girlfriend?
Second grade.
Yeah.
And
Tracy Prelup. Yeah, what up? Shout out. She still listens.
And how?
Mine was second grade too. Adam Winger, shout out.
Really?
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, how did it go with Tracy?
Oh man, we used to have big like common area. She was in my class, Miss Butler's class, and then we'd go out to the common area and you'd watch movies as a whole second grade, and we'd sit there and hold hands. And
in second grade?
Yeah.
What? Wow.
I mean, guys, I was legit. And then Victor Abidjadi got her, and
she
wasn't the same since.
And nah, and she left me.
She marry him?
Nah, she didn't marry him.
What's old Victor up to now?
Man, I don't know. I ran into Victor on 6th Street one time, and I was like blown away. And we got just like really, we had a few drinks together. And I hadn't seen him in 20 years, and it was like, wow.
Both complaining about Tracy.
The girl.
But yeah, and what's crazy, I saw Tracy at iHeart last year in Vegas.
Any feelings come rushing back?
No, just took a picture. Uh-huh. I was like, man, remember when we were together in second grade? That's pretty cool, right?
Did you hit her with some Toby Keith?
Oh, how do you like me now? Yeah. Now that I'm on my way. No, I didn't. I said, yeah, where's Victor at now, huh? Yeah.
And she's like, huh?
She's like, I don't remember dating Victor. I don't know.
Okay. There you go. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
With the U.S. ban on Russian oil and gas imports happening, gas prices will continue to rise. The U.S. has hit a new record high for average gas prices. The average price per gallon now sits at $4.17, which is about a 72-cent increase from last month. And depending on where you are in the country, some places it is significantly higher. You know, west, way west. The average price went up 55 cents last week alone. So gas is so high, are you now starting to not go places if you don't need to go places, Eddie?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my wife tried to send me to the grocery store yesterday, and I said, whoa, let's wait.
Okay, like, that's you just don't want to go to the grocery store. Okay, see, that's a whole different thing.
Do we really need to go? Because gas is high.
Okay, you're writing it. You're taking something and you're using it somewhere else.
Okay.
Giant venomous spiders infiltrated the southeastern U.S. and are expected to spread rapidly, experts say. Joro spiders can grow up to 4 inches in length, about the size of your palm.
Whoa.
And they could spread now into the northeastern United States. And it just talks about how they're all over the southeast. We may not even see them yet because they haven't fully... What would the word I would use? They haven't
migrated.
No,
Been birthed.
Killed us.
Oh my god, yeah. Invaded.
Oh, invaded's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
I was looking for a real scary word. The spider's fangs. They try to bite you.
So they bite.
Yeah. Anybody know anything about these spiders? Literally just saw the headline. This is like a story that Ray would bring us because he told us that once the cicadas were coming to kill us all, and they didn't. They didn't come.
Yeah, it was the states around ours. We were ready though. They came.
I don't even think they. They came in small pockets and places.
There was TikTok videos of people, construction workers,
getting
attacked.
There's TikTok videos of time travelers. They're like, look, guys, we're 20 years from now. This is my friend Pete. He's an alien. So just because it's on TikTok doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
Hardy won $20,000 while in Vegas for the ACMs.
Whoa.
So Hardy, by the way, here is Give Heaven Some Hell.
Hide your beer, hide your clear from a man upstairs. Crank it loud, hold it down till I...
Here is a clip of him talking about his $20,000 win.
Yeah, I won more money last night than I ever have in my entire life. On roulette, actually. 20 grand. I put it on black. It was pretty badass, I'm not going to lie.
I was thinking about this, being someone who likes to play the tables myself a bit. If he won 20 grand putting it on black, that means he bet $10,000.
Yes.
Because that's just a double up bet.
That's a lot.
And that's a big bet.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to just,
because like in one spin,
that's a big bet.
That money's gone.
And you know how you make big money? You bet big money. You know how you lose big money? You bet big money. And mostly that second one happens.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers will be back with the Packers. He agreed to a 4-year, $200 million extension with the Packers. It'll make him the highest paid player in NFL history with a $50 million average annual salary. $150 million guaranteed.
That is crazy.
He tweeted yesterday. I don't know, he loves attention, but he tweeted yesterday where he says, hey, it's not exactly what it seems. It's going to be massive, it's sort of like that, but $200 million, 4 years. That's from CBSSports.com.
Wow. That's insane.
That is a big one. And Kelly Clarkson's divorce from Brandon Blackstock is finalized. She has to make him a one-time payment of $1.3 million and $45,000 a month in child support. They get joint custody of their two kids. Again, she'll pay him that.
She pays them $115,000 monthly because spousal support. So there's child support and then spousal support.
So yes, the spousal support does have an end date though.
Yeah.
Which is, so for about less than 2 years, she's going to pay spousal support at $115,000 a month. But the child support of $45,000, does that just go until they're not kids anymore?
Until they're 18, mm-hmm. probably.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. It is a lot.
I mean, that spousal support, $115,000 a month.
Yeah.
So what does he owe? Nothing? I guess he doesn't have...
Yeah, but this is flipped all... I mean, Kelly, she's the one that had all the crazy money and success. I mean, I don't know his history, really. I'm sure he has some money.
No, he does well.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is
great. But she must do better.
I know. Yes. Agree.
Why not?
I don't understand.
But this happens all the time.
Or maybe we're just hearing about her money, and they're not talking about what he owes.
But no. They're both not going to owe each other.
Oh, you're right.
They're not both going to write checks and cancel out.
Right, but this happens all the time.
But if he does pretty well, if he's like making good money, should she really have to pay him all that money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if it's amicable, that's when you're like... things are good. Maybe you're
I heard it's not amicable.
We're solid. But if not, it's like, all right.
Justice for Kelly. That's what I say.
Get what you can get. Yeah.
So $1.3 million straight check. And then $45 and $115 a month. So it's making $160 a month. So.
Very good.
Hey, ain't a bad living if you can get it. Wow. Mind blown. All right, close it up.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
That's crazy. Like, if he didn't have a job, I would understand.
Right.
But if he's living life, doing it up, making his own money, buying his own watches, why does she have to send him so much? And I don't know his finances.
Yeah. We definitely don't.
And I might run into him in town, and I'll be like, I was just kidding.
He's like, what are you trying to do?
I was like, man, I just got to kill 5 hours. What do you expect, man? The story was in front of me. Ray gave it to me. It's a talk about it. But still, that's... wild. Okay. All right, let's go over and talk to Roseanne, who lives in Florida. Roseanne, appreciate you listening to the show. How are you today?
Good morning, studio. Awesome. I love your show.
Morning. Okay, so we're going to give you a $50 Sonic gift card if you win this contest. Now, here's how this works.
Awesome.
I will play you a country song from the beginning, but no music. It's just the artist singing the song. It's called Isolated Vocals. Here's the Garth Brooks one we did a minute ago.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
Okay, so Lunchbox is going to play with you. And if he gets 4 out of 5, you win.
Ooh.
So you can only miss one, okay?
Yeah, I'll probably miss none.
Okay. Some of these are very easy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm good at this.
I've put 8 of them up. You get to choose 5 without knowing what they are. So pick a number. They're all randomly put
number
up there.
Number 3.
Number 3. Okay, Ray, will you play number 3 for Lunchbox? See if you can name the country song.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way.
You need to get title and artist.
We knew we'd get there one day. It's Shania Twain. But.
Title and artist.
Oh, man, I don't know the title of that song. Looks like we made it. Took the long way. That love me now. I don't know. Shania Twain, though.
Here it is one more time.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way.
But we knew we'd get there someday.
They said
we'd never make it. I don't know. I don't know any of this.
Is Shania Twain?
Yeah.
Amy, you want to help him?
Oh, yeah. It's You're Still the One?
Yeah, You're Still the One.
Oh!
Yeah.
Not a good start, bud.
That's all right. Hey, guess what, guys? It's a comeback story.
Okay. You can't miss any more.
I don't miss another one. Don't worry. I've got
skills.
Don't
worry.
I thought that was an easy one, honestly. That was one of the easy ones. Okay,
go ahead. That was easy?
Yeah.
Give me number one.
Okay, number one. Name this isolated vocal.
Out in the country past the city limit sign where there's a honky-tonk. Near the counter line.
Oh,
That's Boot Scootin' Boogie. Yeah.
Bye.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to title an artist.
Who does Boot Scootin' Boogie?
Oh, boy.
Boot Scootin' Boogie. Boot Scootin' Boogie. Is that Brooks and Dunn? Yeah, we'll go with that. Brooks and Dunn,
Boot Scootin' Boogie. You say Brooks and Dunn, Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Wait, maybe they don't do Boot Scootin' Boogie. Who does Boot Scootin' Boogie?
It's painful.
This is really
no, that's not them. I'll
answer.
Go Garth Brooks.
Okay, Garth Brooks, Boot Scootin' Boogie. Is that correct?
Who is it?
Brooks and Dunn.
Out in the country.
You idiot.
Well, Eddie goes, here's the problem. I was talking it out, and Eddie goes, this is painful. So he made me think I was on the wrong track.
Blame it on me.
Okay, you know what? You know
blame
what?
It on me.
We'll give you one free one.
Yeah, blame it on my roots.
Okay.
Eddie, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't say this is painful.
You have to get the next three right, though.
I'm not going to miss.
Okay.
Okay. Roxanne, it's not looking very... I thought those were two of the easy ones. You know? This is tougher than I thought it was going to be. Okay.
You know what? Pick. Give me number two.
You will get this one.
Yeah, because I nailed one and two.
You will get this one.
You sure, Bones?
I would bet on him getting this one. Here we go.
He was working through college.
On my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine. Woo! Let's go! We're awesome!
That is correct.
Nice. Oh, yeah!
All right, one.
What up?
You got to get the next two, though.
Hey, no problem, dude.
Okay.
I was playing possum those first couple.
4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are the options. And let me tell you how many super easy ones there are.
Yeah, give me super easies.
There's a couple super easy and a couple that the rest of the show would get that you may have trouble with.
Give me 7.
Okay.
Lucky number 7.
Let's play him. Number 7. This song, I'll give you a hint. It's from...
You don't even tell me.
Why would you not want a hint?
Take give me a hint.
It's from 1999.
That was my wheelhouse.
Here we go.
I said, I want to touch the earth. I want to break it in my hands. I want to grow something wild and unruly.
What? Nope. That was it?
Headphones broke?
I don't think any audio came through.
You know this?
Okay.
Can you hit that again?
Yeah.
I said, I want to touch the earth. I want to break it in my hands. I want to grow something wild and unruly.
Yeah.
Probably Brooks and Dunn, huh?
No, that's the Chicks. But I don't know the name of the song. The Chicks, Rainfall, Breaking On Down. Oh, man. Looks like Suzanne's not going to Sonic.
It's a bummer.
Do you have nothing?
That's Dixie Chicks, though, but it's, what is it called?
It's called Cowboy Take Me.
That's it! I knew it! You didn't give me a chance!
We gave you like 30, 40, 50 seconds here.
I want to break it in.
Okay, one more. If you get this one right, she wins.
I'm never going to miss again.
Okay. You have 4, 5, 6, man, 8.
It's hard to come up with song titles.
One of these you will 100% get.
Okay.
I'm not telling you which one. But 4, 5, 6, and 8.
Give me 6. Is this the one I was going to get for sure?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good.
The one you might have gotten for sure. Play him 4. This is the one you would have gotten for sure.
Every time our eyes meet.
Oh, yeah. It's a Maze Lone Star.
Yeah, that's the one you would have gotten.
Yeah.
Every time our eyes
okay.
meet.
Okay. You had 6?
Yeah,
okay.
6.
Okay, Ray, play him number 5. He won't get this one.
Riding down the road in my pickup truck. You better be ready, cause I'm picking you up. With a full moon shining and a little bit of luck, we'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck.
Louisiana Saturday night. That was a cold blue moon and a full
That's ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you. Next to me. Jenna.
You better be ready, cause I'm picking you
right
up.
I don't pick that one. Suzanne really wouldn't have been going to Sonic.
Here is the other last one he didn't pick. Number 8, please, Ray.
Spent $48 last night at the county fair. I grew up my shoulder, but I wanted that teddy bear.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. If I don't get some sleep, I'm going to get fired. Alan Jackson.
Oh, boy.
So I like it. I love it.
You would have missed that. It's I Like It. I Love It from Tim McGraw.
Spent $48.
Okay, but that's not the one they meant. Hey, turn that front upside down.
I was throwing you guys a little curveball. Like, I didn't know that one. I wanted you to make the, oh, man, he's not going to get it, and then I'm going to come and hit this home run right here.
This is for the win. Last clip we have. Ready, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Name this song. Hey, hold on. Don't play it yet. Roseanne, how do you feel right now?
I know he can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, and sorry, I've been calling you Suzanne. Roseanne. Sorry.
Roxanne.
Hey, Roxanne.
I've been calling the wrong name, too.
Come on. Okay.
All right, last one, Lunchbox.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Oh, over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea.
Oh, boy.
Any idea who that artist is?
Not really. Hey, hit it one more time.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun.
Yeah, I got that guy.
Over who's by the guy? The
that's Kenny Chesney.
Here she comes with a basket full of chicken.
I will tell you that you are right about that.
No, I know that. I know that voice. play one more time.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer
don't
sun.
Don't say anything, Amy.
Over by the gate, right. Lordy, here
we
she
go.
Comes.
For the win.
That is Kenny Chesney. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
And that is correct.
Yeah! Plowing these fields in the hot
summer sun. She's going to Sonic.
You're going to Sonic, baby. Let's go get a babysitter. Take the husband. Woo! Shakes Woo! On me.
Okay. We had to really...
Man, you know how good I did?
Way to modify the game.
Here's the thing. I had to listen to the lyrics and just think, man, what's he talking about? She's standing by the gate. Oh, he's got to be on his tractor. Boom! That context clues. Let's go!
Roxanne, you won. And you know?
Awesome!
I'm glad you won. That was a tough game for him. But I think Amy and Eddie would have got every one of them.
Probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't struggle. What are you talking about? I wanted to. I mean,
you didn't miss a single one.
Right. What's the point? What's the point of getting them all right and just dominating? Why not surprise you at the end? That's how movies do it. They think, oh no, it's going to be a terrible ending. Then boom.
But it could have ended. I could have ended the game.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Roxanne, congratulations. stay on the phone and we'll get you your gift card. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Where do you live, Roxanne? What part of Florida?
West Palm Beach.
All right. Well, thank you for listening in West Palm. And Eddie and I will be outside of Tampa in Plant City on Saturday, Strawberry Festival. Raging Idiots are playing.
It's right down the road.
Hey, get in your car.
I was buying tickets. I couldn't wait to go. And my son's getting married here Saturday and ruined all my plans.
I like her priorities.
Yeah, that's all
is
right.
That she's going to go, but she still feels like it's ruined. Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, hey, thank you. Roxanne, hang on the phone. Hold on 1 second. A couple of weeks ago, Hillary, who's worked on the show behind the scenes for 4 years?
Yeah, a little over 4 years.
She said, hey, can I talk to you in the office? And I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to be fired. I didn't know how that would work. But I was like, wait, okay. And so we go into the office. She goes, hey, I'm going to leave this job and go do a job I really want to do. And I was like, oh. And I was like, well, good for you. And we talked about it. But so today is Hillary's final day on the show. So you're going to go and work in music. Can you say what you're doing?
Yeah, I can say. Okay. I'm going to work for a record label in town, Broken Bow. And I'm going to be a project manager over there.
You have worked in music before. I think when I met you... Are you doing some songwriting stuff, like working with publishers or something?
When I was part-time here, I did have a part-time job working in publishing.
And has that been the dream?
Honestly, just working in country music in Nashville was the dream. So just honestly, the show was the dream.
Well, I would have felt better if she'd have said, yes, that was the dream. But instead, she was like, you know, I just want to work in music. And I'm like, well, that's what we... but you don't have to wake up as early anymore.
Which is great.
Good. Yeah.
Best part of it.
So Hillary has put together, what is the list you have?
My three favorite moments from the show.
Okay. Three favorite moments from this show over the past 4 years with Utility Hillary. Number three.
When I lost the March Madness bet and y'all made me go to Starbucks down the street and sing I'm a Little Teapot with underwear over my pants. And then all day I had to sit here wearing underwear over my jeans and nobody would look at me.
We did that.
Really? And it was the most awkward moment of my life.
Can you remember that segment? We've done so many.
Interesting.
What was the, how'd that bet come up?
It was whoever got last place.
Yeah, we could have been any of us.
Okay. So whomever lost had to wear their underwear over their pants and go to Starbucks and sing. Funny, we should do that again this year.
No.
You reminded me of a great, that's a good bit.
We're good.
It was awkward. You wouldn't even make eye contact with me. You would not speak to me.
Because you were wearing your pants. The pants under your pants. And it would have, that's awkward. Okay.
It was so awkward.
That's number three. Okay, number two, Hillary.
When I crashed into the building.
Oh, that was a rough one. Hit the, coming into the garage, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I hit the gas instead of the brake, and I floored it into the side of the building.
Mm. But what was worse is she was carrying that stinky stuff.
Mm.
Like, it was this, like, concoction I had made
of,
like,
gross. Yeah, we
didn't
really talk about that, though.
We didn't?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
Well, there's a reason. That.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's all right.
Hillary, you made a list of your three favorites. These sound like two miserable things that happened to you.
But it was fun for me.
Crashing into the building?
Well, that wasn't fun.
Okay.
But it was memorable.
It's Hillary's worst memories.
Yeah.
And there's a big, like, notch cut out of the building where her car hit
still.
Yeah,
still
there.
Yeah,
there is.
We'll always have you.
Okay. There's still a mark.
And number one, Hillary, your best moment on the show.
This one's a good one. It was when you picked me for the Christmas gift exchange, and you gave me a bunch of cash, which was nice, but it was the reason behind it. We had a show dinner a few weeks before that, and me and you were talking, and you had asked me what I did for Thanksgiving, and I was like, oh, I stayed here because I couldn't afford my flight home. And you remembered that. I thought that was just like a passing like conversation comment, and you remembered it. And you gave me an entire box of cash to be able to afford a flight home for Christmas.
Hey, how about that?
Aww. You remember that, Bones?
I don't remember anything.
That's interesting.
I remember. I'm glad I did that.
Yeah.
But I remember the crash into the wall.
Yeah, because that was like also turned into like, well, how
Here's
does she,
the thing.
Who
we
pays
do,
for that?
We
Is
do
there legal?
There's so much stupid stuff on the show.
Yeah.
And there's so much, like, we're like, okay, what's next? What are we going to create next? What are we going to do next? But I, wow, look at that. Look at me.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, how about that?
Probably the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
Oh, no, cool. Stop.
Thank you. I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. It really is. It was so thoughtful.
Thank you.
Well, you're leaving. You don't have to say that.
So. This is about you. What do you take away from your 4 years here on the show?
I do feel like I am a harder worker now. You really push people, and I do feel like I can handle anything now. Like, this is a very high-pressure environment, and so I feel like I have become a much harder worker and a better writer and just overall a better employee.
What are you looking forward to about the new job?
Just learning. I'm excited because I've been in radio for over 9 years. So I've been on like this side of the music industry. Like with project managing, I'm kind of following along with an artist's project, like them making an album. So I get to be on that side of it. Like our side, we get the final product, we get to hear it all. But it's kind of exciting for me to get to see how all of that comes together and to be a part of it.
Amy, anything you want to say to Hillary?
Love that. Well, Hillary's got a special place in my heart forever because she, when my kids first came, like she was a big help in coming over and babysitting for me from time to time mm-hmm. and helping there. And so that's what I'll always remember that. And I think she put a post up and I was like, Hillary, like you're always welcome at the station. You're always welcome at my house. If you ever need anything, like don't be a stranger, but we're super excited about your new venture.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm going to say, Hillary, good luck. And also, now that you're on the other side of it, don't make the mistake Luke Combs did and send the behind-the-scenes people, Crocs, like you. Send them to the main people on the show. Like, if you have an artist you're trying to promote.
I forgot how controversial that was.
Yeah.
Where Luke Combs sent Hillary Crocs.
And not me.
And not you.
Yeah. Like
that I do remember. That's Crocs. A good one. Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
That was behind-the-scenes. You were upset.
Yeah. Like I was just,
not
like,
just on the show.
I don't understand that. So I just want to let you know that now you're on the other side. You know how what people should get stuff on the show. Make sure that happens.
I will.
Eddie?
Hillary. I mean, we've known each other for so long. We met in Florida at a show with Florida State. And it's so cool that you actually got a job here. We've spent so much time together here. I love that we got to get closer. And now that you're going to a record label, I think that's great. So good luck for you. Good luck to you for that. And I'm going to send you some songs that I've written. So take
well,
those
like
to the label
that.
With you.
Yeah.
And let me know what you think.
You just right, put them you. On the desk of the people. But don't say who it is or who it is.
Right.
Anonymous.
Well, big things ahead for you. I always appreciate when someone takes a risk and tries something they've always wanted to try because it's not easy. You could have just sat here and been pretty happy and lived your life. But I like it that you are stretching yourself out a little bit and nothing great ever happens without, you know, great things being risked. And you'll do this and you'll figure out if you love it or not. And if you don't, hope you try something else. But I have a feeling you're going to love it and you'll probably be running the label in 6 to 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Feel pretty good about that.
Watch
out. Feel pretty good about that. Hillary, we hate to see you go, but we do. We did bring stuff. We're not going to bring it in the studio, but we have a cake.
I did see that when I was cleaning. We have somebody coming in, and I'm the person who cleans.
Oh, so you know the cake.
I did see it. I was trying to like close my eyes and act like I didn't see it, but I saw it.
Who's going to clean now?
Oh, Abby.
Not it.
Yeah.
Abby. Hillary, thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, she's literally going to the building right next door to us.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah. I mean, it's 30 feet, but still, you'll be 30 feet away, but you'll always be.
So does that mean she's going to come in with an artist? Like, that's going to be awkward?
No, I don't think so.
Why would it be awkward?
Why is it awkward?
It wouldn't be awkward, first of all. I hope she does at some point. But if she's working on their project, like a project manager and developing an album, like...
Okay, they bring a lot of people in these rooms, so I just don't know.
Yeah. It'd be cool, though.
Hillary, thank you for your time served. It's like jail. You've now been released.
Thank you.
All right, there she is. Utility Hillary, everybody. Be good out there. Be good out there in the streets, okay?
I will. All right. I'll try.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico. A man was sitting at a red light when the car behind him starts honking at him, starts cursing out the window, throwing water bottles at him. He's like, what's going on? So he out of there, pulls into the Walgreens parking lot. Car pulls over behind him, pulls out a gun and points it at him.
Is the guy confused, though, as to why all this is happening?
He's sitting there going, what's going on? And he calls 911, cops come and arrest her, and it's because he had a bumper sticker that said, I got vaccinated.
I thought a couple things. I thought maybe he cut him off and didn't know.
Yeah.
It was just because the bumper sticker?
Bumper sticker triggered the woman. She got upset, started cursing, throwing water bottles, then pulled a gun.
Wow.
Now, the water bottles, I would go, that's a little too far, but okay, if you're really upset. Now, I don't like it. But I would be like, that's crazy. The gun, there's something else going on.
Yeah, this is more than just the vaccine. Something else happening.
Uh-huh. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This woman says she's lived on chicken nuggets for 2 decades, and pretty much that's it. She has avoidant restrictive food intake disorder. It's a phobia, and she cannot eat certain foods. Now, physically, she could, but... this is not a body thing. It's a brain thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, what do you eat? And she eats bird's eye chicken nuggets. They have been the only source of her nutrition since she was 3.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm amazed that the human body can survive on just eating chicken nuggets and no vegetables. And it doesn't say she takes supplements for the other things that she... It just says, again, I'll say it again, the only source of her nutrition...
is bird's eye chicken nuggets.
Which, by the way, if bird's eye doesn't do a Jared deal with her like Subway.
Yes.
I mean, there's your spokesperson right there. She and her boyfriend have a routine where they cook up 2 different dishes at mealtime. And that's what they eat. Bird's eye chicken nuggets.
Wow.
That is wild. That's from Lad Bible. Your thoughts on chicken nuggets all the time?
I mean, I think that I know people that have, like, there's things with texture and smell, and they really only want to...
This is every meal.
I know, it's every meal. Years. So that's what she's... But, I mean, I know there's different therapies you can go do if she has access to that. They can maybe introduce her to new foods without the fear and slowly get her something else. Because I just feel for her, like, she's missing out on so much. But I understand how it happens.
Or are we missing out on bird's eye nuggets? Get them $4.99 at your local... This is a sold spot we did and tricked everybody.
Yeah.
No, that's real. So there's that. And then I wanted to play this from Jordan in Southern Iowa.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. I was just calling because I had never heard of Haley Witters until today. Just thankful that you guys are highlighting the corn state of Iowa, and I'm very happy that I found a new artist to listen to. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, big hit on the show yesterday. Haley Witters came in. I mean, if you love traditional country music, I mean, she is just a wonderful artist. You can check it out on yesterday's podcast. All right, you guys have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be a, for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.